This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
We are so alive today, and it is Mad Wednesday, and it's a special yes broadcast because we are so alive with pride and happiness, because today is the day that Australia, the decision was said on the same-sex marriage survey, and Australia said they want marriage equality at 61.6%.
What was it like at the State Library for those who went there?
I was a little bit overwhelmed, and you know, I don't know whether you watched Channel 10 or 7 News today, where you saw apparently two conversations with me.
Really?
I have no idea what was going on. I don't remember speaking. I remember speaking to one person. I don't know. But it was really strange. You know, normally having all the community together is a wonderful thing, and it was, but there was a huge amount of fear. There was a huge amount of trepidation because we didn't know what was going to come from it. And I was standing right at the front, ready to video and take some pictures. And I was there with a whole group of people, and all the team from Equal Love had lined up, and they were ready with poppers, or they were ready to just shout and scream, and they had streamers and everything to make it all go crazy. And as the we were all watching, the ABS organizer of the ABS was having his "this is my moment" moment, and taking his time and giving us every bit of information he possibly could before he gave us the number, which is all we cared about. I mean, this is his time. You know, he's reclaiming his time.
So what did he drag out?
Well, he took a good 3 or 4 minutes before he gave us the figure, and he explained a lot of stuff, like the important ways in which it was done. And unfortunately, every time he would say a percentage, the woman in front of me would kind of yell and go, "isn't that great?" And I was getting so frustrated because I was like, listen to what he's saying. That's not what he's saying. Wait, because who knows what he was going to say? Mm-hmm. Who knows what was going to come out of his mouth? And then when he said 61, all I remember is hearing that number and everyone screaming, and I started crying. I didn't realize how emotionally exhausting it was. But then, you know what was really wonderful? Is to look around at all the other faces, and I was surrounded by people who were experiencing exactly what I was. So many different people, so many different ages, rainbow families, people I knew, people I didn't, and we all just had this look of happy relief and joy and sad exhaustion. It sounds bad, but it wasn't. And we just all hugged and screamed, and Kylie came on. We love a bit of Kylie celebration, and we danced. And I it is one of those moments that I will remember for the rest of my life. I still can't put it into words. It is one of those moments that I'm absolutely... I'm so proud. I'm so proud of our community, and I'm so proud of what we've had to go through, but I'm so proud of the 61 people that voted yes.
Not just 61
people.
61.6%
of people who said we deserve equal rights. And considering we are a minority in this, in Australia, to have this many people say we want you treated equally that can legally vote, it just makes me swell with pride.
Nice. Very beautiful.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.